Welcome back to another deep dive. Today, we're looking at something really dynamic happening in global sports right now. Our sources are painting this, well, pretty compelling picture of international football's evolving landscape. Specifically, one major player making a really aggressive expansion. So our mission today is basically to unpack how one league is dramatically stretching its international legs, what's behind that growth, and you know what it might mean for sports entertainment going forward.
Yeah, and what's really compelling, I think, is how these large-scale strategic investments are fundamentally reshaping things, the whole global football scene. We'll try and connect the dots on how a, let's say, clear vision, backed by some seriously cutting-edge execution, is just propelling this league onto the world stage. And honestly, everything suggests this is just the start. There's likely much more to come.
Okay, let's jump right in. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the Saudi Pro League. You might also know it as the Russian Saudi League. You probably started hearing more about it, and our sources today should help us understand the pretty sophisticated strategy behind this rapid rise, this big global push. So a key piece of this puzzle is the Saudi Pro League's renewed partnership with IMG. They're a huge name, a real powerhouse in sports marketing. And look, this isn't just a standard renewal. It's a four-year extension, but it's framed as part of a much bigger plan, the goal, to turn a local game to a global phenomenon. And what's really interesting is how successful this collaboration has already been in a pretty short time, too. It sets a very ambitious path forward.
Mm-hmm. If you dig a bit deeper, the journey, well, it really kicked off in 2023. That's when IMG first took over the media rights, and the impact just since then. It's been transformative, really, for the league's international profile. The speed and scale are what stand out.
Transformative is definitely the word. I mean, the numbers really back that up. Our sources say that just in the last season, matches from the kingdom's top league were shown in over 184 countries and across 43 different international platforms. That's just an astonishing footprint, isn't it? Especially considering its more regional focus not so long ago.
Yeah, it really is, which raises the obvious question, how did they actually manage that, such broad distribution, so quickly? Well, the source gives us some concrete examples, key broadcast partners they secured, and it shows a really strategic approach. We're talking big players like ESPN across Africa, DAZN in France, and the DACH region that's Germany, Austria, Switzerland.
Right.
So a clear focus on key European markets there.
Right.
Then you've got FOC Exports covering the US, Mexico, Latin America, Central America, the Caribbean. Huge territories.
Wow.
Plus Movistar in Spain, Globo in Brazil, Sport Italia in Italy. Look, these aren't niche broadcasters. These are major global names with huge reach, dedicated sports fans.
Just think about the strategy behind getting that kind of portfolio together. Mm-hmm. So whether you're a fan in Rio, LA, Madrid, or Lagos, you can now watch this league directly.
Yeah.
It speaks volumes, doesn't it?
Yeah.
About the strategy. Aggressive, yes, but clearly calculated. It signals they want to compete globally. This looks like building a comprehensive worldwide network, really trying to capture a truly global audience.
Exactly. But it's not just about traditional TV, the linear channels. A really forward-thinking part of their strategy is this deliberate move to capture younger viewers, the more digitally savvy audiences. And that's absolutely critical, you know, for long-term relevance today. Media is so fragmented.
Mm-hmm.
What's really interesting here is this clear pivot towards new media, new channels, new content formats. The SPL has partnered with Como TV, the French streaming platform known for its youth-focused interactive stuff, and significantly with the popular content creator Zach Nani.
Jack Nani, right.
Yeah. This isn't just like throwing money around. It shows they really get modern viewing habits. They understand where that next generation of fans actually is, where they spend their time, build communities.
Exactly. It's not just about those big broadcast deals, impressive as they are. It's about actively going where the audience lives online, especially those digital natives who consume sports totally differently than, say, my generation did. A lot of established leagues are still trying to figure this out, right?
Yeah.
How to bridge that gap effectively. They often struggle to keep up with the speed of digital change.
True.
So the FPL's direct work with platforms like Como TV, influencers like Zach Nani, it really shows an innovative edge. It positions them to build loyalty with a demographic that might skip traditional TV entirely.
Which brings us to, well, why target creators and streamers specifically? What's the long game? Fundamentally, yes, it's about engagement accessibility, but maybe more importantly, it's about cultivating a really deep-rooted fan base, one that lives and breathes beyond just watching scheduled games on TV.
Mm.
It's a clear signal, I think, of their commitment to strong long-term growth. They understand the future of fandom is about participation, connection, not just passive viewing. They seem to be aiming for a deeper, stickier relationship with fans who want that interaction, that personalized content.
And shifting gears slightly, beyond where the games are shown, there's also this massive commitment to how they're produced. The quality. Our source reveals IMG also signed a separate, pretty comprehensive 5-year production deal back in 2024. And this covers not just the Roshan Saudi League, but also big tournaments like the King Cup and the Saudi Super Cup. That's a huge commitment, isn't it, to really elevating the quality of what you see on screen. It signals the investment isn't just distribution, it's the whole viewing experience, making sure it's up to international standard.
Indeed. And as part of that production deal, IMG has rolled out some genuinely cutting-edge tech. We're talking advanced remote production capabilities, operated directly from their big hub at Stockley Park in the UK.
Oh, interesting.
So this isn't just about, you know, getting the match on air. It's about lifting the entire viewing experience to a world-class level. Remote production gives you that consistent quality, scalability. You can integrate the latest broadcast tech. It helps ensure every SPL match looks stunning, technically flawless, comparable maybe to the top European leagues. And that significantly boosts the league's perception globally, its appeal.
Yeah, that makes sense. And Roland Nicolo, he's the VP of football for IMG in the MENA region. He really summed up the strategy well in a statement. He specifically said this deal reflects the SPL's rapid growth and its increasing international prominence.
Hmm.
His quote was, "The Saudi Pro League has grown rapidly in recent years and continues to push the boundaries for football in the region."
Mm.
And he added that through their work, the league has significantly enhanced its reach and global appeal. And crucially, we are excited to extend this partnership to support the league's next phase of growth.
Mm-hmm.
That phrase, next phase of growth. That feels incredibly telling.
Oh, absolutely. That phrase, next phase of growth, is critical. It signals that everything we've seen so far, that's just laying the groundwork, stage one. It implies this ongoing drive for continuous improvement, innovation. They're not just aiming to maintain things.
Right.
And think about the weight behind that. Consider IMG's broader work. They handle media rights for CONMEBOL, the Eredivisie. They produce content for giants like the Premier League, MLS.
Yeah, they're top tier.
Exactly. So their involvement here, it's not some minor side project. It's clearly a deep strategic partnership. They're bringing their huge expertise, their global network. And that promises to further refine and expand the league's content, its reach. It also has big implications for the production market within Saudi Arabia itself, developing local talent, infrastructure that's growing too.
So let's try and pull these threads together. All this activity, all this investment. What does it really signal for the bigger picture in global football?
Mm.
It seems pretty clear Saudi Arabia isn't just, you know, testing the waters with football.
Yeah.
They are absolutely all in. This doesn't feel like a short-term trend. More like a deeply embedded long-term strategy to build a major lasting global presence.
And our sources make another crucial link here, one that really elevates the story beyond just sports news. This renewed IMG deal, all these ambitious expansion plans, they directly underscore Saudi Arabia's commitment to boosting its whole football ecosystem, expanding the Roshan Saudi League's international footprint.
Okay.
And this, fundamentally, is a key piece of the kingdom's wider Vision 2030 transformation agenda.
Ah, Vision 2030.
Exactly. It tells us these aren't just random sports initiatives, they're foundational elements of a national strategy.
So connecting it to that wider context, Vision 2030, it's this ambitious plan, isn't it? Diversify the economy, improve quality of life, build a vibrant society connected to the world?
Precisely. And investing heavily in sports, especially football, plays a really significant multifaceted role in hitting those goals. It's not just about entertainment. It's building soft power, attracting tourism, getting youth engaged domestically, shaping a global image. It strategically positions the league and by extension the country on a much bigger global stage, using football's universal appeal to meet national objectives.
So it really is more than just a game. It's a powerful statement of national intent, showing how sports can be this potent vehicle for transformation, for global engagement. And for you, the listener, understand that broader context. It helps see the deeper drivers, the sheer scale of ambition behind these huge investments and partnerships. It helps you anticipate maybe not just the next big player signing, but the wider societal economic ripples these moves are designed to create.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so wrapping up our deep dive today, we've looked at how the Saudi Pro League, through these really strategic high-stakes partnerships with giants like IMG, is just rapidly expanding its global footprint. We explored how it's embracing digital innovation, trying to capture that next generation of fans, and investing heavily in world-class production quality.
Yeah.
This really isn't just about football, is it? It feels like a testament to a carefully crafted long-term vision, a clear signal of, well, exciting and maybe transformative things to come for the league and maybe the whole sports landscape.
And that strategic link to Saudi Arabia's Vision 2030, it truly elevates this beyond just sports headlines. It's a fascinating case study unfolding right now, how a national agenda can fuel global sports development, showing not just growth, but this rapidly professionalizing production market within the region, too. That's a key development.
So maybe a final thought to leave you with. As the world gets more connected and competition in sports heats up, how might this rapid global expansion from leagues like the Saudi Pro League, how might it challenge or reshape the traditional pecking order in international football? What new opportunities could it create for fans, for talent, for the whole global sports industry? And, you know, what unexpected challenges might pop up on this ambitious journey?
Lots to think about.
Definitely. Something to ponder until our next deep dive.